It's Monday, April 15th, A.D. 2019. Time to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. For years, Pakistani Christians have raised their voices against increasingly frequent incidents of forced abductions, conversions, and marriages of Christian girls. Election after election, new governments have failed to provide any protective measures against these cruel practices, reports International Christian Concern. 8 teenage girls belonging to the Hindu community and 4 Christian minor girls were kidnapped, forcefully converted to Islam, and married off to Muslim men in just the first 3 months of 2019. In one case, the Christian family of one minor girl was shown a falsified marriage certificate which claimed that their daughter was 18, which is the legal age for someone to get married without parental consent in the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan. Christian talk show host Michael Brown wrote, quote, "If there ever was a glaring instance of the pot calling the kettle black, it was when South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, a professing Christian and practicing homosexual, called President Trump a hypocritical Christian," end quote. In a new column for the Christian Post, Brown wrote, quote, "To be clear, I have no problem with someone questioning whether President Trump is a true Christian," end quote. Some do not believe the president has yet been converted. Others suggest that Trump is a recent convert, but is still spiritually a baby. Brown says, quote, "Ultimately, only God knows the state of Donald Trump's soul. What is utterly absurd, though, is for a man who professes to be a serious Christian, yet is pro-abortion and married, quote unquote, to his same-sex partner, to call out Trump's alleged hypocrisy," end quote. The talk show host notes that, quote, Buttigieg says that one of his favorite verses in the Bible is where Jesus says, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these, you did for me," Matthew 25, 31-46. Yet Buttigieg claims that when it comes to abortion, Jesus never mentioned the issue. So, for Buttigieg, whose platform is thoroughly to the left, innocent, helpless babies in the womb are not included in the least of these, yet illegal immigrants are. Second, as an out and proud gay man, Buttigieg must discard the entire testimony of Scripture, since every single reference to homosexual practice in the Bible is condemnatory, without a single positive homosex-affirming statement of any kind, end quote. Chuck Konzelman, writer and director of Unplanned, a film about Planned Parenthood abortion mill director turned pro-life advocate Abby Johnson, revealed last Wednesday during congressional testimony that 94 abortion mill workers have asked Johnson's nonprofit, and then there were none, for help leaving their jobs, reports the Christian Post. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed a bill last Thursday into law that would prohibit abortions for unborn babies that have a detectable heartbeat, which can be found as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, reports the Christian Post. Janet Folger Porter, founder of Faith to Actions,